I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
All right, so Katie said she wanted to talk to me about something real fast. I don't know what this is. Something about me. What is it? What?
What'd you do to your head, buddy?
I got a cut on it.
What? Where?
I cut my head right there.
Oh, my God.
I don't really want to talk about it.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. I just said I didn't want to talk about it.
Was it lovemaking?
It was not.
Oh.
God, that would have been such a great story, though, if it was.
Is it not a good story, or is it an embarrassing
story? It's a dumb story.
I mean, I like dumb stories.
It's not even an inch.
Did it bleed a lot?
No. Didn't bleed
really?
At all.
Really? Because can I tell you something?
Yeah.
When I was a tour guide at a cave, when I was 16 years old.
All the best stories start like that.
We used to have to treat head wounds constantly.
Oh, sure. Stalactites, stalagmites.
Not the stalagmites. They're on the ground.
They go up. I know.
Old people. I'm not saying you're old. But old people especially used to hit their heads.
Mm.
And scalp wounds bleed like crazy.
I will tell you. A scratch on the head that is shiny because you've put some sort of a salve on it is an old man move. It's a papa kind of look.
And I'm fine with that because it looks way better now than it did 3 days ago when it happened.
So it happened three days ago.
It was on Friday.
Okay. All right.
Was it here at work?
It was not.
It was not. It was at your house?
It was at Target.
This is going. Okay. Oh my God! This is already all right. Off to a better start than I could have.
Okay. Were you looking for something that you went in there for?
Was I? I think so. I can't remember what I got.
He hit his head so hard.
The amnesia is kicking in.
Okay.
Was it the Target that was by my house on 65th Street? Yes, as a matter of fact,
course,
it was.
Of course, that's your hang.
Were you coming up when it happened or going down?
I was coming around a corner.
Oh, boy.
Did you just get scratched by a little price tag?
It's not a price tag. It was like the aisle number. Tells you what number you're on in the aisle. Went too fast. I was
coming. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you went too fast.
Because if you're in Target too long, you're going to spend more money than you want.
Right.
So when it happened, did you go, how? Did you make a loud noise?
No, it wasn't that dramatic, but it definitely was it pushed me back a little bit.
It pushed you back. Right. Was it a metal thing?
No, it was like a cardboard.
Like that hard.
Cardboard?
Yeah.
Cardboard did that?
Yes, Gavin.
Not even a stalactite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Did anybody see this happen?
Yes. Maybe a salesperson was like, I don't know, not
did
even 6 feet away.
Did anybody say, are you okay,
no.
sir?
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
Okay. No.
So okay. When you went up to the register, it must have looked worse than it does now.
No, it actually didn't really get red until a couple of hours later.
Oh.
It did feel like it was lower than it maybe should have been.
Okay. I'm opening a class action lawsuit.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Why would it be class action?
Well, because who knows if he's the only person, Gavin.
Oh, good point.
Okay. So for anybody that was going too fast in Target.
Right.
Okay. Not your fault.
Right.
And came upon a sign that was too low.
Yes. Yes.
Please call my law firm.
Yes. Because it could have been anybody.
It could have been anybody.
It probably was everybody.
It was everybody.
And for payment, we're not looking for money. We are just looking for the security footage of Rain bumping his head against the sign. You give us that. You turn it over to us so that we can post on Instagram and we will call it a deal.
Call it a day.
Okay, wait. Are you speaking on my behalf? Because I don't want that.
As yes. your representation, yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Yes. And we do not want you to take the stand.
No, don't take the stand. Don't even show up.
In fact, go on bed rest.
We're going to need you to also start walking around with a Harvey Weinstein walker.
Yeah. Oh,
just to be sure.
Just to be on the same side.
Just to add to the theatrics of it.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I mean, if anybody from the Target on 65th Street over in Tahoe Park is listening, probably should raise the height of those signs.
And you should probably find that footage. Friday evening. It would be Friday evening.
Oh, it's like Friday afternoon.
Oh, Friday afternoon. Thank you, Rain.
Right.
Probably evening. You might be lying.
It's like 3 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to have to watch the whole day.
I want that footage more than anything right now.
Me too. How long do you think he walked around with his hand on it?
I didn't have to walk around with my hand on it. I wasn't bleeding.
No, I know.
I did touch it a few times just to make sure. But
it hurt. It hurt. So you had to put your hand on.
Yeah, I got
pressure. It needed pressure.
I got stunned. I was stunned a little bit.
Did you consider wandering over to the pharmacy section?
Why?
Band-aids.
And get them to take a look at
it.
Have
wasn't
a doctor
bleeding.
See it.
You don't put band-aids on things that aren't bleeding.
Well, if you're a kid, you do.
Oh, yeah. Kids love band-aids. Do you want a band-aid?
I don't need a band-aid.
Kevin,
get him a band-aid.
No, Kevin, don't get me a band-aid. You stay in that studio.
The biggest one you can find.
You know what? Strike that. Get some gauze, a big pad of gauze, and tape. We'll make it look like a head
wound. Kevin doesn't know what to do because Rain told him not to do something and we told him to do something. So he's just sort of in and out of his studio.